Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And with your help, we have made tremendous progress. That is why I am confident telling you today that the state of our state is strong, and by working together, we will be ready for an even better future.
There's Governor Mike Parson with the address he made to the legislature yesterday afternoon down in Jefferson City. Happy Thursday morning to you. Glad that you are back with us. A big hour here. We've got the governor on the line right now, and I've got Jane Duker and Jeff Rorta coming in at the bottom of the hour, about 8:35, to talk about this lawsuit that's been filed against the city of St. Louis by Kim Gardner. Jeff Rorta is named in that lawsuit. They've been outspoken about this. We're going to get them in studio and talk about some of these crime statistics that we discovered this morning about the low percentage of cases actually being prosecuted in the city these days. It's shocking when you hear the numbers. So we'll get to all that coming up here at about 8:37. Right now, though, let me get to our honored guest, Governor Mike Parson, calling in this morning, I'm assuming, from Jeff City. Governor, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. You recovering from a long day yesterday?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a long day, but we're up and going today. Got an early start this morning. Going to do a few interviews, but it's going good. Things went well.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, you talked about a number of things yesterday that you think are heading in the right direction in the state of Missouri under your leadership. One of those was obviously jobs and new jobs being brought into the state. What did you tell legislators yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the plan we put in place last year with the infrastructure and the workforce development is really paying off for us right now. And when you can add 40,000 new jobs to the state of Missouri in just a little over a year, we got 42,000 people right now in Missouri in the apprenticeship programs preparing for that workforce of tomorrow. And just to keep expanding, that's a great opportunity. Our employment rates are at 3.1 historical lows. African-American unemployment rate in 2014 was over 10%. Today it's at 5.5, almost nearly in half. Foreign investment's up in the state of Missouri. We're second in the United States right now for international investment. Just a lot of positive things happening right now, and the tax cuts at the national and the at the federal level and the state level are starting to pay off, putting money back in people's pockets. And just common sense approach, Mark, what we've been trying to do all along, and just try to do the best we can, like have everyday people out there have to run their lives.
Yeah, you know, last spring when you and I were having this conversation, the debate going on in the legislature was whether or not to approve that incentives package for GM, which some people thought gave away a little too much. Finally, it took them a while, but GM got around to announcing their investment in Wentzville, correct?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, that was a tough negotiation. Matter of fact, the truth be known, behind the scenes, we walked away from that at one point. I did. And just said I didn't think it was good enough for the taxpayers and said, hey, we're going to make a commitment. You're going to retain 90% of your employees or we're not making the deal. So there's a few things in negotiation. But at the end of the day, they invested $1.5 billion into our state of Missouri. And they have to invest $500 million, $500 million before any incentives take place whatsoever. So I think long term it's a good deal for the taxpayers. I think it's a great opportunity for the Missouri to grow and to build those North American trucks here. That's huge, and we're the only ones doing it in the United States. So I think that's kind of a little bit of an example of the longevity of that company.
You know, Governor, I know you addressed trying to fight crime in St. Louis and the other big cities in the state. Yesterday, there were two carjackings in downtown St. Louis. There was a shooting on the street down here. Somebody got shot on I-270 driving through North County last night. We've got a problem in the city of St. Louis with our city circuit attorney who's not prosecuting crimes. I mean, ultimately, you can offer help, but do you have any evidence that she's taking any of that help at this point?
You know, we've tried all along to offer assistance to that and let us be able to even take some of the cases the Attorney General has, and we're still looking in avenues how we can do that legally to do that. But that's a mess up there right now. I don't know how to describe it any more than that. And, you know, you wonder why you don't have police officers on the streets up there. You know, you're 150 to 200 down up there in St. Louis. You know, the reality of it is, you know, you got to support the law enforcement officers of that city, no matter where you are, whether you're in the city or you're in the county or where you're at. You got to support that. But I think the one thing that people miss in the view of this, and this is from being in law enforcement 22 years, you're talking about a prosecutor in law enforcement. What you're not talking about is the thousands of victims out there that's not getting justice. And by not taking care of them and filing charges, that's what a lot of focus should be on, too. You're not necessarily having a battle between prosecutors and police officers, but there's thousands of people out there that are victims of crime that's not getting justice when they should get it. And that's a shame. That's something that people are missing sometimes, the point of what's going on there.
Governor, would you support any sort of effort to remove the circuit attorney from office?
You know, she's an elected official up there, but, I mean, you know, there's things you do. If you don't do your job, you can be replaced. And I think all of us, when you start doing things, you know, I guess, Mark, in simple terms, or layman terms, you take an oath to abide by the Constitution and the law. If you're not willing to do that, and if you really don't do that, then you should be removed from office. It's pretty simple. Regardless what your political affiliates are, the bottom line is you raise your hand in the air and you say you're going to take an oath to uphold the laws, and you're doing that for the citizens, not for you as personally, but you're doing it for the people of the state and for her, the people of that city where she's at. But it's a mess up there, Mark, right now, and I hate it for the police officers up there, what they're going through. I hate it for the victims of crimes up there, for what they're going through. But there's somebody, we've got to find a solution to it.
Yes, sir. And as a former sheriff, right, you know that all too often the police officers get there after the crime has been committed, and then you have to investigate it and hope that it's going to be prosecuted. And that's just not happening here.
And that's exactly right. You know, it's one thing. You're always picking up the pieces of a police officer. You know, you try to do as much as you can to prevent it. But at the end of the day, you got to go investigate that crime. You got to turn it over to prosecutors. And if anywhere in the system it fails, whether it's a prosecutor or judges, either one, but if they don't do their part, then the whole system fails. It's not like you can keep just doing things and make up for it some other way. The bottom line is the system fails. But again, I'm going to go back to that police officer out there on that street, happened to work with some victim out there that's been a victim of a violent crime or some sort of crime. That's the one that loses the battle also, because right now there's no prosecution. So how safe do they possibly feel on the streets?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, Governor, last week we had a chance to talk to you the day the session opened. I asked you a question about your decision on the refugee situation. Since our conversation, your fellow Republican Governor Abbott down in Texas declined to take those refugees. I think he's the first, at least Republican governor in the nation, maybe the first governor who's refused to do that. He said that, you know, Texas has taken a lot of refugees. They're overloaded right now, and they need to focus on the people they already have in the state. I think he's right. You disagree with him?
No, I don't. I think Governor Abbott out there, and I know him, I think he's in an unusual, I won't say unusual situation, but he's also on the border. And they've got a lot more problems there where they're up against that border. You know, I told you the other day, Mark, I'm totally supportive of the president when it comes to illegals coming across this country. I'm totally comfortable with building a wall, making sure people don't come here illegal and are called here illegally. But these refugees come here legally. The president has vetted these people. His administration has. And it really affects the state of Missouri. There's probably maybe 400 or 500 of them that's scheduled to come here. You know, I still think it was the right thing to do, but I think it's totally different than Governor Abbott down there. But I respect his decision of what he did and understand why he did it in Texas, a little bit unusual circumstances there. But again, the president asked me to do this. I didn't have to do it. He made that very clear. He wasn't going to make anybody do it. But, you know, I supported the guy from day one. I'm continuing to support him. And I'm just, you know, I'm loyal to people that's loyal to me. And he stepped out and endorse my campaign and so forth. So, you know, I'm going to try to help him where I can help him.
Governor Parson, thank you for your time today, and stop and see us the next time you're in St. Louis, please.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.